what drew you to the district and to this position with the Wilkinsburg School District?
I was at a point in my career where I had been in all of the positions I felt were prerequisites to the superintendency. I can't say that I thought about being a superintendent all along, but I just knew I had this passion for this work and that I entered as a teacher. And thank goodness someone saw skill in me, and principals would promote me, and I became an administrator. And the bug just caught on, and I saw how it was a way to impact instruction even the more I progressed.
What did you know about Wilkinsburg when you were applying for the position?
They were under state watch. I knew that they were not progressing in student achievement. I knew about the change in leaderships. I read every article. I knew all of that. But it just did not deter me. Those are some of the variables that happen in urban education. And it doesn't mean that the students do not deserve still the very best opportunity to do the best they can do. So I don't tend to let those things deter me. So I saw it as an opportunity. As I said, I really saw, well, can't get any worse. So it's probably now at a good place to turn the page.
You said when you were talking to the teachers the line, "I am Wilkinsburg." What do you mean by that?
I am the kid who attended. I look like the kid who's in their classes. Years ago, I brought some of the variables, some of the barriers that some of our kids bring to the classroom, bring to our schools. I was one of those kids. And if it wasn't for the people in the building, I mean, I had a caring mother, but she was a single mom, and she had five of us, and she had to go to work, and she did what she could. She was in my school a lot, but the school was what really hooked me and saved me, because that's where we spent a lot of our time. And they were the ones that helped flip the script for me and helped me to start believing more in myself, to kind of develop my self-esteem because of that care they gave me, because of that just that extra, I mean, beyond just teaching me. I mean, it was just a feeling that I was so motivated and subsequently wanted to be like them and became a teacher.
Right now, what are the biggest challenges the district faces?
Well, I think what we are facing nationally, I mean, in drops in enrollment, which subsequently causes a drop in funding. The charters, the competition we have with the charter schools nationally, I mean, attracting our families away from the public schools. And I think that's just something I've had in the back of my mind. How can we make our schools more attractive so that, and that's what we need to do so that our kids don't leave. Certainly, with the high stakes test and with all the legislation around, you know, this around kids being prepared for the 21st century, that's huge. We just haven't gotten that right yet. I think when national standards came out and Pennsylvania is one of the states that adopted them, it said this is what kids need to do. But I don't think we've done a great job in training our teachers to teach to the standards. I mean, we just gave it to them and said do it, and gave a little bit of support to teachers, but we haven't done a great job about preparing teachers to teach critical thinking.
You're talking about teaching teachers, and I know your last position was in supporting principals. So how will you use that experience in the district?
Principals must, you know, they must be the instructional leaders in their building. They're the people responsible for the instruction in their building. So assuring that they have that capacity and that their skill set is around how that looks is through monthly PD with them, or however the schedule is, PD with principals around that, so that they then take that back and implement it in their schools.
And with the partnership now, Wilkinsburg High School, middle and high school students are going to Westinghouse. What will the district's role be with those students?
Well, we certainly aren't absolved, I think. I mean, they're gone. No longer our problem. From every meeting I've been in since coming here, that's ongoing. I plan to be hopefully a part of those discussions. I hope we'll meet the new superintendent. I know he's new there too, as well as just be a part of the discussions as our next cohort goes there, our sixth grade kids, because we are still sending kids there every year to even better that process and learn from this year what went well, what didn't, and so that as we get prepared for our new class entering, it's even a smoother transition.
And those students that will now be going to PPS, they still live in Wilkinsburg, so they're still part of the community. Do you think it's the district's responsibility to try to keep them involved in the community in some way, or is your job going to be solely with these elementary schools now?
We've already begun to discuss how we're going to try to have one of the major football games they have there here in Wilkinsburg. I mean, we still want our kids to know they are Wilkinsburg residents. I think we have an obligation to make sure they still are immersed into this community and not totally detached from it. Yeah.
With that, what are your priorities when you start this new school year?
Well, my first 100 days is I'm going to be very deliberate about my transition. I'm going to take time to build relationships with all the various constituent groups. I'm hoping Ed and I can sit, and the board of directors can sit and talk about who are those pockets that I can just get out there and be the voice for the district, what's going well, what could be improved, and what they recommend we do. I mean, and gathering all that advice and recommendations to help form where we need to go as a district when we talk strategically.
Linda Iverson, thank you for talking with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.